to.
All right, everybody, this is Jace coming to you once again from Denver Comic Con. I'm sitting here with the editorial director of Valiant Comics, Robert Myers. First time having you on the show, so welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here. Excited.
So this is obviously our Valiant Sunday episode for the week. We're going to edit it tonight, hopefully with not too many refreshing beverages, and get it up for all you Valiant listeners to find out about all the new titles, the Valiant Beyond titles that were announced. And first, before we go title by title and ask about them, let me ask you, has there been a lot of fans coming by the booth that are excited about the upcoming books that were announced?
Yeah, for sure. You know, all day yesterday, all day today, we've had people coming up that we have the posters out, which are great. We can give them something to go home and remind them. But we've had people asking at the panel yesterday, which was a one-on-one 101 panel. It's our, you know, welcome to Valiant if you have never read us before. And half the audience there knew about Beyond, and that's all the questions were about that.
Awesome. So awesome. Well, as I said, let's go title by title, and you can let us know if there's anything that Beyond what was in the initial announcement that you can kind of tease us with.
Sure.
So we'll start with Faith Dreamside, from writer Jody Hauser and artist MJ Kim. What can you tell us?
Faith Dreamside sees Jody take Faith to a place we've never seen her go before. You know, we've done so much great work with Faith to build her character. Her character arc has been just one. It's been touching. It's been exciting. It's been science fiction. You know, everything, romance even in there. But what we've not seen is a Faith horror story. And you know, this title was born from a conversation that started last year at San Diego Comic Con. And you know, we built it out to be what happens after Future Force. You know, we don't want necessarily Faith. We're not quite ready to put Faith back in her status quo of living in LA, being a zipline reporter, and being a hero by night. We wanted to add more to her story before we go back to that, or before we build on that, because that's not necessarily what's next. So it's, you know, the dream side is a part of the dead side that we've never seen before. So it's a different part of the dead side that we saw in Operation Dead Side, that we've seen in Shadow Man, that we've seen in Rapture even. It's a whole new area for Jody to map out. And it's gonna put Faith in a very, uncomfortable for her place. She doesn't do horror, she doesn't do scary. It's, you know, even as a fan, I think she's even said in one of the books, she's not into that, right? That's not her thing. But Animalia doesn't know that. Animalia thinks that Faith has been dealing with ghosts in her own life because of things she's seen, in the news media. So she goes to Faith and says, help. Because Animalia is dealing with what she thinks are ghosts. And Faith says, I want to help, but let's find Mirage. Right. Let's find a doctor who can help us with this. And so the three of them then go on honestly, it's going to be kind of a scary adventure. It's going to be a lot of fun. MJ Kim is an up-and-coming artist, kind of a rising star for us. She's incredible talent. If you saw her work in Ninjak Zero, we saw her work on some covers, and we've seen her work in the Faith Holiday Special, which is, you know, she drew the really weird, creepy parts of that.
Yeah.
So when we were looking at who would we pair with Jody on this, she's the first person that came to mind. And so we're gonna see a style we haven't necessarily seen in the Valiant universe. And the two of them, Jody and MJ, are gonna just get to create a whole new realm for then everybody else to go and play with.
So I love the fact that Faith is still in Jody's hands, because she's shown so much growth for Faith, and she has such a great understanding for the character.
Yes.
So it sounds like this is almost going to be taking her to the next level, so we know she's incapable.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about Bloodshot Rising Spirit.
Sure.
Next. Writers Lonnie Nadler and Zach Thompson. Great writing duo, great tracker.
Yeah, they're incredible.
From Ken Lashley, who's also an industry veteran.
Right.
This is kind of going back and telling some past history of Bloodshot, right?
Correct. Yeah, so what we're going to see here is Lonnie and Zach kind of have the keys to the kingdom, as it were, because Bloodshot is got a lot of stuff going on. Jeff Lemire just finished his epic run. We have a movie that's going to start production literally any day now. And when we got working with this, this is Zach and Lonnie are as you said, an incredible writing duo. They are creators that I've wanted to work with for a very long time. I've known Zach for about 4 years. I've known Lonnie for about 2 years. So when, you know, when we sat down last year to start looking at what's next for Bloodshot, we really wanted to do something we hadn't seen yet. And that is, you know, we know where he started in 2012. We know what, you know, what that first run led into, and then Bloodshot and Hardcore, and then Bloodshot Reborn. We don't know what got us there.
Right.
And so that's where Zach and Lonnie are playing. The book starts off in 1991. So we've got a long, lot of land to play with, a lot of, you know, timeline there to play with, and they've come up with a take on the nanite technology that I've never seen before in not in our universe, but in any genre. I mean, nanites aren't just in the Valiant universe.
Right.
I've never seen this before. It's incredible. I'm not going to spoil it. Read it, and you'll understand where I'm coming from. And then when we were looking at this, so we've got, you know, they've got a lot of heat in the industry right now. They're coming off they're two of their creator-owned books that are just incredible. The Dregs is one of my favorite things that I read last year. Their run on Cable right now is just great. As an old school X-Force Cable fan, it's just right in my sweet spot.
Right.
But who do you pair with them to kind of lend this a little more gravitas, to like build on, you know, because they're up and comers.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting in the office one day, and you know, we talked to Ken last at C2E2 a few months ago. I completely 100% honestly thought he was exclusive with Marvel. So I didn't say like, hey Ken, you want to come work on Bloodshot? Found out he wasn't. Joe reached out to him, and we're done. And now we've got Ken Lashley in the Valiant universe. Hoorah! Like, I'm so excited. Again, you may need to edit out how many times I say I'm so excited. If there's anything to edit out of this, I love Ken's work. I've been a fan of Ken's work since I was, I don't know, a teenager, I guess. He's been an industry veteran for, you know, just, and he's super excited. This is something he's really going to sink his teeth into. The first script is in. I read it again last night when I got back to my hotel, and it's tremendous.
Well,
the book's going to blow you away.
The thing about Ken that has me so excited to see him on Bloodshot is I feel like this is pairing up an artist whose strength lies perfectly in the kind of story it's going to be. It sounds to me like it's going to be, you know, like big motion picture action kind of. Mm-hmm. Ken draws like military hardware and all that stuff, like so great, you know, with like helicopters and missiles and guns. And so, I can't. Big explosions.
Oh, yeah. It's got all that.
It's perfect.
And it's also got a really beautiful character forward narrative. So,
well, that's
it's not just shoot 'em ups. It's both.
Right. Well, any fans of Bloodshot will know that this version of Bloodshot, there's always that dichotomy. There's always that heart with Ray at in the middle. So yeah, I expect that to be there as well. Another one that I know has Valiant fans is so excited. Surprised it hasn't happened before now, honestly, Livewire.
Mm-hmm.
Writer Vita Ayala and artist Raoul Allen and Patricia Martin, who did incredible work on Secret Weapons.
Right.
So this may be the one I keep, when, you know.
Yeah, this is the one.
Yeah, when Jesse and I talked about these, the announcement on Valiant Sunday previously, when it first got announced, I kind of like you, I'm so excited. I kept saying, well, this is the one I'm looking forward to most, until we talked about the next one, and then that, you know.
No. We looked at Livewire. Every single person internally said, we need a Livewire series. She's ready. She's done so much work. She being the character, has done so much work. Every time we see Livewire, she's elevated. Harbinger Wars 2 is because of, you know, the something that she does in the Prelude issue.
Yep.
She's fed up. She's had enough. She does something incredibly extreme. Maybe not the right thing to do. Starts this then big conflict. Now, she's not the only person who started it, of course, but then it's what comes next.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, we look at these things as not just a one story, but this is part of our overarching Livewire arc, our overarching universe arc. And that is, you know, we've seen Livewire build up to become a leader and a hero and a little bit of a villain. And now, you know, dealing with the consequences of that, you know, not for nothing, and no spoilers here, I'm sure anybody can see this, is at the end of Harbinger Wars 2, she's kind of a bad guy, right? Or she's at least a wanted woman. So this story, what Vita and Raul and Patricia are doing here is taking that arc to the next logical level. No spoilers, because I don't want to spoil Lena Hartman Divorce 2 for you or anybody else. You know, this is an exciting thing where, you know, again, we come up with names of who would work on this, and Vito very quickly rose to the top. Their pitch was incredible. I was separately talking with Raul and Patricia about what to do next. You know, they did the Prelude issue. They're working on something special for me right now, which everybody will see soon. But what's next? What do they want to do next? And so I said, here are the three places I think you guys would fit great. And one of them was very much early stages, couldn't really show them anything. And I said, but here's the thing I'd love for you to do. Sent them Vita's pitch. I think Raul, I think they emailed me back within 24 hours and they said, this is what we want to do.
That's great. And I, again, you know, not to spoil anything, but if it is a story of redemption for Livewire, which it, you know, easily could be, then yeah, it has me really excited to see this art duo on there, because their work on Secret Weapons was so, it was so touching, really, in a way.
Well, they're amazing storytellers.
Yeah, just they had such a light, deft touch. It's that kind of storytelling perfectly. So the last book from Valiant Beyond, Incursion, from writer Andy Diggle, who's currently doing Shadow Man, and artist Doug Braithwaite, whose work is absolutely incredible.
One of the best in the world.
So is this kind of, can we call it like the next event?
Sure. Yeah, and again, we try not to go jump to event to event. So this is tonally something completely different than Harbinger Wars 2. This is something that just was born naturally out of Andy's work on Shadow Man. You know, Andy has, as we've said when we've been talking about Shadow Man, is came up with a roadmap for Shadow Man that runs for multiple years. And we were reading this and we're looking at it, and he wrote one line in his pitch. And I'm going to go ahead and repeat it. I don't think it spoils anything. And he says, this is the place that if we want to kill anybody off, we could do it here. Big event, big, you know, big, big.
Well, that's not cryptic.
It's not cryptic at all. And I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but we saw that and we went, okay, let's make this bigger. Let's take this. And Joe got in touch with Andy and said, look, man, you're obviously, you know, Shadow Man is really something that Carl Ballers, our editor, has been developing with Andy. But his workload is so big right now that we, you know, Joe got in touch with Andy and said, look, let's do this. Let's make this big. Let's make this as big as we can. You know, tonally, it's something very different than we've ever seen in our universe before. The idea, I mean, the title kind of says it all. It's incursion. You know, it's invasion. It's born out of the Shadow Man pitch. Shadow Man is definitely a central figure here, but he's not. It's not a Shadow Man event. It's a Valiant Universe event. Tama, the Geomancer, is a huge piece of this puzzle. And the rest of the, you know, we're still ironing out who you're going to see here. And again, I'm not saying that anybody's going to be gone after this, but the ramifications from this are definitely going to be felt in what we've got planned for the middle of 2019 and beyond.
So just sitting here, hearing you talk about it, the fact that it is going to be so big and touch all corners, I find myself hoping that it's similar to The Valiant in that everybody gets a little bit of a spotlight, and it may be something that when new readers, you know, they want, okay, where do I start? Okay, we can start with The Valiant, or here's something even more current. Here's Incursion.
Yes, that is actually a brilliant analogy. That's exactly kind of the touchstone book that we're hoping it'll be.
Great. Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask you, now that the baton has been passed. Obviously, you were there with the old team.
Yep.
The new team, it seems like you guys are starting to get your stride. We're getting announcements about new books. Do you feel like momentum's starting to build?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we have felt internally that, you know, it wasn't visible, maybe. It wasn't necessarily in the market. And there was some strategic reasons for that.
Right.
But we don't feel we necessarily lost momentum. But it's, yes, we're now setting a tone. We're moving forward. We're getting our stride. You know, I was talking to someone just this week, and I said, we're getting in a group. The team's clicking together. You know, we've got a lot of new voices. We've got Mel, you know, we've got Joe, you know, we've got new people who haven't necessarily been in the four walls of Valiant that are, we're all coming together and really gelling as a team. So this first step is the Valiant Beyond. Now the roots of Valiant Beyond though go back. Like, you know, the Dreamside started in a conversation Jody had with Warren last year at San Diego. Rising Spirit is something that Warren and I were working on with Zach and Lonnie. Incursion something was from the Shadow Man pitch, which is over a year old. These are all things we've had in the works, but it's been this new team coming together and getting everything to the point where we can bring it out the door.
Well, and I think the other thing that fills me with confidence is the old team, who to a man all still support Valiant, still love the characters.
Yeah, I mean, I talk to every single person on that old team probably weekly. I mean, they're my friends, they're my mentors, they're people I look to for advice.
And they were always so accessible on social media, and now we're seeing Mel and Joe being just as accessible. I think there was a worry among a lot of the Valiant fans that there wasn't going to be that same level of communication, but I think that that's been proven to be untrue.
Yeah, I hope so. And I'll be the first to say that you know, I try to do as much as I can on social media. I have a very personal kind of rule about social media that I'm getting more out there. I'm putting myself more out there. So if I'm quiet, it's simply because I'm just kind of quiet. But I'm trying. I'm striving to get out there. I'm more, and we talked about this in the Phoenix days, like, I'm more about this. Like,
right.
Let's talk at the booth. Get me at a show, let's talk at a booth, and you'll have to shut me up with, well, you know with some black tape over my mouth because Mel's going to get mad at me. I'm just not great with social media, and there's a lot of reasons there. It's mostly just I'm a very private person sense. But it's not that I don't like it, or I don't like the interaction. I'm just more of a one-on-one or a, you know, five-on-one at the booth kind of thing. So
all right, we'll have Mel pick up your slack. Yeah. Make sure he's on Twitter. Well, again, thanks for your time, Robert.
Yeah,
it's always great to see you in chat. Anything else you want to share with our listeners?
No, I mean, I think Valiant Beyond is just step one. You know, we really called it Beyond so that we really want to push that boundary of what we're doing. We'll have a new slate of titles coming soon that we'll start talking about more and more. We've already said where the first piece of that is, and that's Life and Death of Toyo Harada. That's just step one of what's next.
Yeah, Joshua Dysart and I, we chatted about that at WonderCon, actually.
Oh, great.
So I'm really excited.
Yeah, so excited. Josh is one of my favorite people, not just in the industry, just one of my favorite people.
Same. You get Josh and I together, and before we know it, 3 hours have gone
by. Hopefully we'll see him in San Diego.
Yeah, we weren't even talking comics, so... Well, listeners, I hope you enjoyed getting to hear a little more in-depth about the Valiant Beyond titles that are coming up. Be sure and keep up to date with all the Valiant news by following Valiant on Twitter on their webpage, and I'll put all links for all the social media in the show notes. So I hope you all enjoyed listening. Thanks, as always.
Thanks, everyone.